Welcome to a special edition of the Loving on Purpose podcast, where author and relationship expert Danny Silk and co-hosts Jared and Erin Cullop answer questions from listeners just like you. As always, you can also download and listen to Danny's full sessions at iTunes and at lovingonpurpose.com. Now let's join Danny in the studio.
The first of the series, which was our last episode on blended families, we had really what happens when change? Where does the authority lie? What's the most important thing relationship in it? Is it that the parents or the relationship or with the kids, or how do you navigate all that? And I know that my bride over here really felt like there was a lot of open ends left on the time that we got to give that. So what would you like to address now, Erin?
Yeah, we were talking about a mom who was a single mom with a 9-year-old boy and met a man named Bruce who she fell in love with. But she had this really close relationship she had built with her son because of all the pain and trauma they'd been through. I was wondering, how can a mom navigate through the rejection that her 9-year-old is going to feel? How does she stay sensitive to it, keep her love on, but not feel guilty or fall prey to feeding him the wrong things? How can she give him what he needs and still stay sensitive to the rejection that he could experience from this new man?
Yeah, it depends so much on the boy. It depends on, you know, what the boy needs. So she's really paying attention to how's he wired, like, you know, what's his love language, and she just keeps pouring into that. No doubt he's gonna push back. He's going to say, hey, I don't like the change that Bruce is bringing to our relationship. So here, have some of that. And this 9-year-old has figured out how to hurt mom's feelings. And in the 9 years they've been together, he has watched other people do it, and he himself has learned to do it in such a way that if I can do X, mom does Y. You know, I can get her to feel guilty. I can get her to feel scared. I can get her to, I can get her to move towards me. I can get her to move away from me. I got this whole little, you know, Xbox. Yeah, I got this Xbox controller hooked to mom's belly button. And, you know, I know how to do this. And so she, you know, expect button pushing. Mm-hmm. And she's going to have to use some of the loving your kids on purpose stuff. You know, she's going to have to use the one-liners like, I know. Probably so. I don't know. While he just kind of rants through trying to get her to respond and react to his button pushing. At some point, she's going to say, nice try. I love you very much. And she keeps her love on by pouring into his love language, paying attention to the connection while he's a 9-year-old. He's a 9-year-old. Okay. He's not a 29-year-old as she made him into a peer. She's the adult. He's the child. There's probably going to be the biggest adjustment is that I remove my child from being my peer and return him to being my child again.
Yeah. You started to touch it there. What I was going to actually ask about last episode, I felt that there should have been a moment where mom went to the 9-year-old and apologized. You know, she's made him into this. This is the expectation. This is what she's laid out. She's in control of what the relationship has formed into. And now she's saying, she's reneging on that. Nope, now you're back to where you should have been. I think that there might be just some kind of, it might actually help a lot of the feeling rejected and stuff. Son, I actually was very lonely, and you were really there for me, but I actually didn't allow you to be a kid, and I'm really sorry for that. And so I'm actually going to now put you back into the being fun thing, and as a way to catch you up, you're going to get to do this, or we're going to do this. We're going to have you get one sleepover a month for the next 4 months as my way of saying I'm getting your kid time back that I took. Do you forgive me? It seems like that might preeminent a lot of the rejection and the anger and all that stuff with where you have to use all the loving on purpose. I know, maybe, you know, kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then again, I might be thinking because of mine and Aaron's 6-year-old son would get that, I think.
Yeah. Definitely there's a mess that has to be addressed by the mom. You know, excellent point. I don't know that, mom has to supply a bunch of rewards mm-hmm. for her past mistakes, as much as mom just has to acknowledge that, right. I made a mistake and I'm so sorry. And I understand, you know, how that was a setup for you to be this upset. You know, I don't know about how she's going to maneuver through his stuff, other than don't set your buttons out there right. to be manipulated by his anger, you know, by his hurt. Stay in control of yourself. Don't try to manipulate him into happiness. It's not your job. It's his job. But be caring, be loving, be consistent, but manage yourself through the process, or you'll just trade manipulative techniques from turning him into adult to now you're trying to turn him into a child. He is a child. You don't have to turn him into one. He is one. He's gonna come around if you'll simply protect the connection, manage yourself, keep your priorities straight. He'll come around.
Thanks for listening to the Loving on Purpose mini podcast. Be sure to check out Danny's full sessions of the Loving on Purpose podcast every week, where you can hear Danny talking one-on-one with real people, going through real challenges, helping them toward real solutions. And Danny loves to hear from his listeners and readers, so be sure to connect with him personally on Twitter and Facebook at Danny Lee Silk. The Loving on Purpose podcast is recorded at Bethel Media Studios in Redding, California by senior producer David Neronia, audio supervisor Chris Pacilio, and audio engineers J.M. Friedemaker and Amy Aljamidi. Theme song by Bethel Music.
And remember, everybody, keep your love on.